Hi, my name is Nayla. Welcome to Talks and Thoughts podcast. We're going to be talking about if phones should get taken away in school. I'm here with
Charlize,
Angie,
Craig,
and we're going to talk. My first question is, do you think students should get their phones taken away? Why or why not?
I think that students should not get their phone taken away because, like, yeah, it could be distracting, but what if there is an emergency, and when that emergency happens, they're not like able to reach their phone? How are you going to notify, like, your parents or whatever? It's kind of dangerous in a way.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that phones should be allowed, but, like, with, like, a sort of, like, a rule just for, like, playing respect in classes and stuff. So in classes, you don't have your phone, you pay attention. And then in the hallway, like, free period or something, you can use it. Or, like, during an emergency, kind of like what you were saying, like, how it is needed. Like, God forbid, there's, like, an emergency or, like, something happens, you can contact 911 or, like, parents or whatever.
Craig, what do you think since you're staff?
I agree with y'all, but I'm also going to play a contrarian at this point. I feel like students should have access, but they shouldn't have it on their person. I think that it should be maybe set in a designated area. So in case of an emergency, like Charlize and Angie mentioned, happened to come up, that they can access their phones, but I don't think that they should have it on their person, like in their pocket or in their bag.
I feel like most people, like students, feel uncomfortable, like with like other people like touching their phone, unless it's like their parents or something like that. Should teachers be touching a student's phones?
I don't think that they should, unless they gave a warning to a student talking about like, oh, you have to put your phone away. Like if they're overusing it and they know that they're not supposed to. If it's on the, if it's laying on the desk, I feel like they should just like take it. But if it's being taken out of the student's hand, yeah, that's disrespect. Just, and that's going over. But it's like a, I don't know. I'm kind of neutral about that.
Me personally, I don't want no one touching my phone, my belongings, my anything. I get it if a student is on their phone during class, like being mad disrespectful. I would just say like give a warning or like force the student to like put away instead of like using physical force. I'll say like go to verbal force, like if that makes sense, instead of like physical, because that can lead to like a lot of other problems and that can make the problem like worse and stuff.
Okay, as a staff, I agree with you guys. And as someone that pays for my phone and my phone bill monthly, I agree. Nobody should be touching your belongings. However, I feel like the solution to that is if a student doesn't want to put their phone away or is just not receptive to what you're saying, I think that they should be required and understand that they should react, leave the class.
Yeah,
and need to go to the principal. Yeah. No teacher should be allowed to touch their belongings, but the student should understand that if they're not willing to cooperate, they understand that they have to be asked to leave.
Do you guys think that students should get their phones taken away if they're being real sneaky, not doing their work? Like if it's like noticeable that they're not doing their work, like they're being sneaky?
If someone's on their phone knowing of the consequences, that's their problem. Like if the teacher says something already and they're still doing that, that's all of them. Like you can get detention, you can do this, get your parents called, that's all up on you.
Yeah, that's something that I was gonna say. Like it's like, yeah, you're being sneaky about it and you're not doing your work or whatever. It's not really...
It's affecting you more than it's affecting the teacher.
Yeah.
Like, that's your education, your phone privileges. Like,
yeah. Like, the teacher can't, like, lay hands on you. So it's not like you're going to get, like, actual, like, discipline.
I mean, your mom can.
Your parents can.
But it's that student's grade. Yeah. If the teacher doesn't, like... want to address it, because probably the teacher is tired of addressing it.
Yeah. Like, the teacher is there to teach, not to be your mom. Like, you're there to...
Yeah, not to be on top of your case about...
Yeah.
No. So, yeah, it's that student's grade. It's that student that made the teacher call home.
Yeah.
It's their fault.
At staff, I'm going to address two things that were said. One, about being sneaky. Students tend to think that we were not students at one point, and we don't know all the tricks.
Yeah.
So if I see you in class and you have like your book bag or you got your head down. I know you're obviously doing one or two things with your head down, right? You're probably either sleeping or you're texting. Mm. And you might have your arm like blocking it. So you're not really low. They're like, we understand what you're doing, but I'm going to go to Angie's point where she said it affects the students. And that's true, but it also affects your classmates. Because if a teacher has to stop and address that student because it's becoming a problem, do you guys feel like it take away from y'all experience as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's like time off and just constantly like reminding students to stop it's this,
gonna,
stop that. And, like,
it's no gonna work. It's gonna delay our waste time. Work because we're supposed to be at a certain point on this yeah. day, but we are behind because
and things
of
are
what
getting
happened.
Pushed back or like more homework or mm-hmm. like this and that. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think that students being sneaky, it's not necessarily. I won't say a problem because you're not getting over on nobody but yourself. Like the teacher understands what's going on. Even if they never say it, they know it. But like I said, it's an equity issue. I think that you're affecting yourself and your classmates' instructional experience. I think that students should be aware of that and understand that you're not doing yourself any favor or the class any favor. Because let's say you want the class to end, right? By you being on your phone is going to now prolong that instruction because now the teacher has to stop, address that. By you being on a phone and you with your head down, you're setting the tone. How many times have y'all been in class and you just feel the vibe of the class?
Yeah.
It's like dead. I don't want to be here.
A lot of classes.
Yeah, it'd be one person comes in with that attitude and it just triggers down to everybody. So I think you should come in with that mindset. Like, if I do this, I'm affecting not only myself, but my classmates. And nobody wants to be in a space where it feels dead, even as adults. So that's my two cents on that.
Well, Craig, I know, like, you might probably not know, but Angie and Charlize, have you guys had your phone taken away in your previous schools or, like, something like that?
A lot, actually. Middle school, from, like, 7th grade to 8th grade. 7th grade, we had, like, Ziploc bags, and we had our name on it, and then they would put it, like, inside the teacher's dress, like, a little drawer. And then 8th grade, we had, like, these big boxes with, like, all these different slots that could fit our phone. My phone was kind of big, so I had to, like, squeeze it in. It had a lock, and then it would be the designated room full of, like, all those boxes. And at the end of the day, we would pick it up. Unless, like, you sneak it, unless you sneak your phone, like, at the end of the, like, towards, like, the end of the school year, people would, especially me, I would kind of, like, sneak my phone in because it was, like, classes didn't really matter anymore. Or it's just, like, I would just have it just to have it. But you have no access until the end of the day where there's nothing to do anymore besides just go home or, like, sports or whatever. But, yeah.
We got our phones taken away before we even got to, like, enter the building. We would, like, go around the school, go up this ramp. And once we walk in, there's these bins with our last period classes. And you would have to turn off your phone to put it in your last period bin. You would get it at the end of the day. And it would be locked inside of a small room. I felt like it was, I don't know, I felt like being away from my phone, like, not that I'm addicted to it, but I like to have my phone on me, like, at all times, because you never know what's going to happen. But I had gotten into a little, like, little complications with certain people, and I would want to call my mom about it, but I didn't have my phone, and they wouldn't let me get access to my phone unless I was leaving. The only time I got to sneak in my phone was if my mom was to go to the school, and they would be like, oh, yeah, you got to speak to the principal, blah, blah, blah. So we would go in the school. They wouldn't take away my phone because I'm with my mom. And I'll be like, yeah, she has my phone. But no, it was just in my book bag, and then I would use it during lunch or something, because if I use it in class, we would get suspended for it. Cool. Yeah.
Sneaking. My school was like that too. It was like either detention or suspension. But it was mostly like heavy detention.
I feel like, no, because I feel like my school, like, their, like, type of discipline was just so messed up.
Wait, what type of school was it? A public?
Yeah, it was a public school.
Oh, it was a charter.
It's like you would get suspended for having your phone, but you wouldn't get suspended for, like, bullying. I don't know how to say it. Unless there was, like, actual, like, proof of it. But if, like, you're just
physical violence,
but if, like, you're, like, going up to somebody and you're like, oh yeah, this person, that person is bullying me, they wouldn't really suspend that person unless there's proof, which is kind of messed up, because you never know what's going on with that person's life, and like, you're making it worse by not confronting or addressing the situation. But yeah, and still, like, not letting us have our phones in, like, a situation like that, it was really hard.
I'm going to speak on from a staff and higher admin perspective. One, to touch on the fact of taking your phones, I do not agree with that and holding it to the end of the day. And I'll say that because I've had experiences in my past school where we took students' cell phones and let's say the bin got knocked over or something happened and phones was damaged.
A lot of phones were cracked in my old school. And, like my friend's phone was like
the DOE cracked. Was responsible and had to pay for them. And a lot of parents was upset. So no, I don't agree with like stacking phones in a particular bin. I think it could be a more effective way you can collect phones. Two, to the point of you guys getting suspended for having phones. I want to touch a little bit on that. I don't think as students, you guys really understand the situation that principals are in. These principals have to manage the school. This principal is responsible for every single student in that school, okay? You got to think of it as like your parents. Like your parents are responsible for you. Now you got it 100 times that as the principal. He's responsible for every single person. So what phones do is phones amplify problems that necessarily wouldn't be problems. So if I said something bad about Angie to Charlize, but Charlize wasn't able to get to Angie, the phone would allow now someone to text Angie, like, oh, you heard what Charlize said? She said da-da-da-da about you. And now the student's in class and they see that message, now they're fuming. Because they're like, how dare she say that? So now you're putting the school at risk. You're putting so many students at risk. And I don't think students understand how delicate of a situation that is. Because now, if something happens to Charlize, and I'm not picking on you as an example, now the principal got to call Charlize's mom and explain why. No principal, no higher admin, I'm going to tell you, likes to make those phone calls. Because we're parents too. And we don't want to get that call about our kids. So I think that a better education should be given to students to understand why we're strict on phones. I don't think that you just say, oh, you have your phone, you're suspended. I think if teachers really sat down and spoke to the students, because you all are bright, you all understand. It's not like you're talking to kindergartners and first grade. You guys would understand. If they told you guys, listen, this is what we go through every time something happens. These phones do not help that. Our job is to make sure you go from first to eighth, you're safe, you're out the door, you get home, we do it over again the next day. That's our job. Phones make that so hard. From distractions, from fights, so many fights have happened from phones. Just by a text, a student get a text or a student see on social media. I've had it in other schools where someone posts something on social media about somebody. And now everybody saw it. Now they're ready to brawl. And now if you didn't have that phone, you wouldn't have seen that to the end of the day. Now, I'm going to be quite frank. If something happens outside the building, we're not responsible for that.
That's outside the building.
Right. Yeah, that's outside the building.
Teachers would still be running like across the street.
I mean,
they would.
I mean, not outside as far as, you know, outside the school building. But I mean, like if you property. 149th or you... Let's say you going uptown or downtown and something happens, that's that.
Yeah.
Now that's the police, that's your parent, all of that. But our job is to make sure that while you in this vicinity, you're safe. And I don't think students understand what kind of daunting task that is. It's over like 100 of you guys. And we got to make sure that every single one of you get home safe. And then there's no issues every single day. And the phone amplifies that. So not to be long, but I just feel like if students have better understanding and education on why we do what we do, it will work better. Also, we're teaching you, because I got to bring it up because I'm part of the post-secondary and, you know, internship thing. We're getting you ready for the real world. There's going to be times where you're going to be at work. You're not going to necessarily care about what your boss is saying, or you're not going to care about the task you're doing. But the discipline that we teach y'all now to not have your phones out will save you when you go into the working field. Because in the working field, there's no such thing as, and I'm going to use Angie now because I picked on Charlize. There's no such thing as, Angie, why you're on your phone? Why you're on your phone? Your manager's not going to keep saying that. They might look at you. Okay. Look at you again. And then the next thing is, you're out of
here. Fired.
So us getting you disciplined now to not be on your phone in spaces that you might not feel like you want to be in is only preparing you for when you have to be in those spaces where your whole life depends on it. We all go to work. We all got to pay bills. I mean, life after here, you guys going to understand. You got to pay rent. You got to pay bills. And you're going to lose all of that because you couldn't stop looking at your phone. It happens. It happens to a lot of adults. A lot of adults get fired because they cannot put the phone away. So we want to start giving y'all those tools now and for you to understand. It's not us being mean to you. We don't want to make well, shoot, we want to be on our phones too, but we got to teach. We got to do what we got to do. Yeah. And we're trying to get you guys to understand that. But we also know that, and I'm gonna jump back as a student and as an individual, I know that when you don't have your phone on you, it's like you feel naked. Because I remember one time I left my watch at home and I was like, yo, I don't feel right. Like something is wrong. Something is missing. So we understand it's like being a part of you, but you also got to understand that it's a distraction and it's a big hamper to what we're trying to achieve here. Because we're trying to get you guys to graduate. We're trying to get you guys to pass all your exams. And the phone is a distraction, unfortunately. It's a double-edged sword. It's both good and bad at the same time. And I know a lot of people can't resist the temptation to look.
Yeah.
And especially, again, if you're in a class where you don't particularly care what the instructor is saying. And I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I've been there, too. When I was in school, I was like, yeah. I mean, is this in a textbook? Yeah. Okay. Why I got to sit here for 45 minutes and you talk about what I could read in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But you got to understand that this is the space we're in.
Are the phones like the biggest problem in school or is it like something bigger?
I feel like phones are a problem in the school, but it's not the biggest problem. I mean, it could be.
It leads up to many other problems.
Like, there could be so much like rumors being spread because the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like, I don't know. It does lead to worse problems, but the phone itself, it's not a problem.
It's just like a part of, like it, I want to say causes the problem, but like it helps the problem like evolve into.
It's like an instigator itself.
Yeah. Craig, do you have anything to add?
No, I agree. And well said, all of you. I feel like it amplifies issues, but I also feel like it helps with the culture of the school, because I feel like it brings you guys closer. Yeah. When I was growing up, I didn't have the opportunity to have my whole class on a group chat. So it brings a sense of belonging, sense of connective. So like if somebody is out and they've been out for a while, you can hit them up and be like, yo, you good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what's going on? Like I had to wait growing up. I had to wait to find out, yo, what happened to that person? I don't see him no more. And then to come to find out something happened. So, but I feel like it's not the cause of problems in school, but it is an amplifier to those problems. So that's my take.
Thank you for sharing, everyone. My opinion on it is that I do agree like that phones are like a problem. You know, like they're a distraction. You can't get your work done. Like, you know, like if you have your phone like right next to you, like on the desk. But like at the same time, like you need your phone, like, you know, like in case of emergencies. Let's say that like, my dad hit me up saying like, oh, like my little sister just like got hit by a bus or something like that. I'd be like, okay. Like, I need to leave
God
school.
Forbid.
Right? It's just a makeup. It's like a, you know, scenario. It's like, it's not really going to happen. Phone's like a big need, but like, you know, you're in school, like, you know, like work and do your job in school. You can't like be at school, just like be at school. Like, you have to like do the work, you know, keep your grades up, make sure you get good grades, you know, graduate on time, stuff like that. So I kind of agree with like what Craig and everything and like Angie and Charlie said as well, because like they are right. Phones, like they aren't the biggest problem. Also, what Craig said, like, the phones, like, feel like a part of you. I mean, like, it's kind of a necessity, but, like, not really, because you might need it, but like, not need it at the same time. So, like, it's kind of, like, in the middle, so.
It depends on the type of person you are.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're, like, a business person,
you need
that phone.
Yeah.
This and that.
But if you're a child that's in, like, elementary school or middle, you don't need that.
Yeah, like, you don't like, really need
it. Like, the iPod.
An iPod. Thank you guys for coming on the podcast. I appreciate your opinions. This is Nayla,
Charlize,
Angie,
Craig,
signing off.
Huh? Get it in.
Make wise choices.
Talks and thoughts.
Talks and thoughts.
Bye.